Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Saira Mushtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India supports Philippines in upholding its national sovereignty. Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremasinghe appreciates India's growth journey, says Sri Lanka needs to copy India's achievements in digital public infrastructure. BRS leader K. Kavita remanded to judicial custody till April 9 in connection with Delhi excise policy scam. New Zealand accuses China of hacking Parliament. And in tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden enters men's doubles quarterfinal of Miami Open in US. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India supports the Philippines in upholding its national sovereignty. He said this while briefing the media along with his Philippine counterpart Enrique Manalo in Manila today. He said every country has the right to uphold and enforce its national sovereignty. The statement came amid Philippines' maritime dispute with China in the South China Sea.
As two seafaring nations of the Indo-Pacific, our maritime cooperation holds great potential. Last year, we signed agreements on enhanced maritime cooperation and bulk shipping. It is appropriate that even today, there is an Indian Coast Guard vessel which is making a port call in Manila. Secretary Manalo and I have discussed our shared interests in ensuring maritime safety, given that our two countries contribute so much to the global shipping industry. I also briefed him about the Indian Navy's deployments in the Red Sea and the Arabian Sea to counter ongoing threats.
Dr. Jaishankar said India is convinced that the progress and prosperity of this region is best served by staunch adherence to a rules-based order. The External Affairs Minister said UNCLOS 1982 is important in that regard as the constitution of the seas. He said all parties must adhere to it in its entirety, both in letter and in spirit. Indian Coast Guard ship Samudra Pehredar, a specialized pollution control vessel, has reached Manila Bay in Philippines as part of overseas deployment to ASEAN countries. The ship's visit is a component of a larger project that aims to showcase the Indian Coast Guard's capacity to respond to marine pollution as well as the area's common concern and commitment regarding this issue throughout the ASEAN region. Sri Lanka President Ranil Wickremasinghe has said India is at the center of growth in the coming years and it was in the interest of Sri Lanka to copy what India has done in the field of digital public infrastructure and piggyback on the success. He was speaking at the Conference on Digital Public Infrastructure organized by High Commission of India to Sri Lanka in Colombo today.
I spoke with Prime Minister Modi when I was there last year. And as a part of our integration, we said we'd like to go with India. You have done so much. And another reason I took India is the country that discovered zero. Where will the world be if you didn't discover zero? Can you come today and show all this? But that itself is very, very important for all of us. And to be quite frank, I thought we will copy what India has done as far as it's suitable to us.
Mr. Wickremasinghe said that during his visit to India last year, he discussed Sri Lanka's challenges and opportunities with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and decided to bring in elements of digital public infrastructure in the bilateral relations. The Election Commission is keeping a close eye on the election process through the C-Vigil app. It is a single app for recording, reporting and resolving violations of Model Code of Conduct. More details from our correspondent.
The C-Vigil app of Election Commission has become an effective tool in the hands of people to flag election code violations. The citizens can report model code of conduct and expenditure violations through this app. The Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that the C-Vigil empowers citizens to report model code of conduct violations and assure action within 100 minutes.
So C-Vigil app mein koi bhi shikayat agar kisi citizens ko kisi voter ko karni hai, kahin par bhi koi paisa baatne ka case hai, free bhi baatne ka case hai, access campaigning का केस है जस्ट टेक ए फोटो टाइप टेक्स्ट सेंड इट टू अस वी विल कैप्चर योर लॉन्गिट्यूड एंड लैटिट्यूड आवरसेल्फ्स आप कहां पर खड़े हैं ये हम अपने से आपकी मोबाइल की लोकेशन से समझ लेंगे और आपको 100 मिनट के अंदर अपनी टीम भेजकर जो आपकी शिकायत है उसका निराकरण हम आपको करने देंगे
विद दीपेंद्र कुमार अनपम मिश्र आकाशवाणी न्यूज दिल्ली
In Bihar, the seat-sharing agreement has not been finalized by the opposition Grand Alliance, making an uncomfortable situation for the leaders of constituent parties. Leaders and workers of RJD, Congress and left parties are still indecisive about the unified election campaigning. With less than 48 hours left for filing of nomination papers for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls in Aurangabad, Gaya, Jamui and Nawada parliamentary constituencies, the RJD has adopted a strategy to distribute symbols to its candidates unilaterally. Congress and left parties have strongly criticized the decisions of RJD chief Lalu Prasad. More from our correspondent.
RJD has given party symbols to its nominees without prior consent to allied partners in the Grand Alliance. In Nawada, the party nominee Shravan Kumar Kushwaha filed his nomination papers yesterday. RJD has also decided to field former Agriculture Minister Kumar Sarvji from Gaya Lok Sabha seat. Party chief Lalu Prasad has also distributed party symbols to more than 10 candidates including Archana Ravidas from Jamui and Abhay Kushwaha from Aurangabad parliamentary segment. Congress is uncomfortable with this decision of RJD as senior party leader and former MP Nikhil Kumar was preparing to contest from Aurangabad. RJD is also likely to field Bima Bharti as a party candidate from Purnia seat. Former MP Pappu Yadav, who merged his outfit Janadhikar Party with Congress, has also publicly announced to contest from Purnia Lok Sabha constituency. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Assam, senior BJP leader and union minister Sarbanand Sonowal filed his nomination papers from the Dibrugarh seat today. Several senior leaders of the NDA accompanied him during the filing of nomination. Lakhimpur MP Pradhan Barua also submitted his nomination papers seeking re-election from the seat. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma accompanied him. Congress MP and son of former Chief Minister Tarun Gogoi, Gaurav Gogoi, filed his nominations from the Jorhat Lok Sabha constituency today. BJP Punjab President Sunil Jhakar has announced that the party will contest alone in the upcoming Lok Sabha elections in the state. In a video message on social media today, he said this decision was taken after consultation with party workers and leaders. Mr. Jhakar said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, the central government has taken many steps in the interest of Punjab, which are benefiting the farmers and other sections of the society. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at TIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 PM on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy,
stay tuned for Lok Prasarak Ke Saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. The Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir has a total of 5 parliamentary constituencies, out of which 2 are located in Jammu Division and 3 fall in Kashmir Division. The Jammu Division has Jammu Parliamentary Constituency and Udhampur Parliamentary Constituency, which covers a total of 8 districts of the Union Territory out of the 20 districts. The Udhampur Parliamentary Constituency is the most developed constituency in India. The constituency covers 5 districts of the Jammu Division, including Kathua, Udhampur, Doda, Kishtwar and Ramban. More from our correspondent.
The population of Udhampur parliamentary constituency is over 24 lakhs and there are a total 16,74,277 electorals in the constituency. The constituency has 18 assembly segments and 2,637 polling stations. It is the only constituency in India having 3 medical colleges with the best infrastructure, and All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, is also located in the constituency, making it the best constituency in India with the state of the art healthcare facilities. This constituency has earned its name in the country and in the world as the birthplace of Purple Revolution, which has given birth to agri-tech startups not only in J&K but across India. The last date of filing of nomination paper by the candidates or their proposers at the office of returning officer or assistant returning officer on any day other than public holidays, not later than March 27, 2024. Scrutiny of the nomination papers will take place on March 28 at 1 p.m. The candidates have the option to withdraw their candidature on March 30, 2024 until 3 p.m. The polling day for the constituency is scheduled for April 19, 2024 from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashvani News from RNU Jammu.
The Election Commission has issued an advisory to chief electoral officers of all states and union territories in view of the heat wave. It said, India Meteorological Department has indicated the probability of above normal temperatures during the forthcoming summer season, which may translate into stronger and longer spells of heat wave, especially during March to June this year. The Commission has shared a copy of do's and don'ts issued by NDMA regarding minimization of heat wave impact. BJP today protested in the national capital demanding resignation of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal after his arrest in the liquor policy case. The BJP workers marched from ITO to Delhi Secretariat. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party workers also staged a protest against the arrest of Mr. Kejriwal in Delhi. The party leaders displayed placards and raised slogans against the BJP-led central government. Bharat Rashtra Samiti BRS leader K. Kavita has been remanded to judicial custody till 9th of April in connection with a money laundering case linked to Delhi excise policy scam. She was produced before a Delhi court after the expiry of her enforcement directorate custody today. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja of Rouse Avenue Court passed the order after the ED asked the court to send Kavita to judicial custody for a period of 15 days. The New Zealand government said it has raised concerns with the Chinese government about its involvement in a state-sponsored cyber hack on New Zealand's parliament in 2021, which was uncovered by the country's intelligence services. New Zealand's Foreign Minister Winston Peters said foreign interference of this nature is unacceptable, and they have urged China to refrain from such activity in the future. In Jammu and Kashmir, preparations for the annual Amarnath Yatra have commenced as health certificates are being arranged in 10 districts of Jammu Division, allowing pilgrims to begin their journey from the specified date. From health centres throughout the region, 112 doctors have been assigned to provide compulsory health certificates, which are required for online passenger registration. The Sri Amarnath Shrine Board made reference to 29th of June as the possible date for the beginning of the Yatra. The exact date for passenger registration will be unveiled in the coming days. Health certifications that are issued after 15th of March are typically accepted for passenger registration. The Health Directorate Jammu has submitted the details of nominated doctors to the government. On to sports now. In tennis, Indian-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden has entered the men's doubles quarterfinal of Miami Masters ATP 1000 tournament. They defeated Monegasque Polish pair of Hugo Nis and Jan Zielinski 7-5-7-6 in the round of 16 at Miami Gardens, Florida, United States last night. Now, the Indian-Australian duo will clash with a Dutch-Australian pair of Sam Verbeek and John Patrick Smith in the quarterfinal tomorrow morning. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Gujarat Titans at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium at Chennai today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB defeated Punjab Kings by 4 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. In some weather news, India Meteorological Department IMD has said that heavy rainfall is expected in Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya today. It said Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sikkim, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Gangetic West Bengal is expected to experience light to moderate rainfall today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India supports Philippines in upholding its national sovereignty. Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe appreciates India's growth journey, says Sri Lanka needs to copy India's achievements in digital public infrastructure. BRS leader K. Kavita remanded to judicial custody till April 9 in connection with Delhi excise policy scam. New Zealand accuses China of hacking parliament. And in tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden enters men's doubles quarterfinal of Miami Open in US. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.